Hey, Daily Doses, this is Pastor Larry here. And this last weekend, I had the privilege of walking us through 2 John. John's little text message to a group of people who were staring down the rise of counterfeit Christianity right among their midst. And we saw how he has this huge emphasis in this little 13-verse book on love and truth. And I define those to you, that love was not just a feeling of love, but the love that Jesus exhibited for us. And the truth was not just generic truth, but the truth about Jesus, spiritual truth. And so what I want to do today and in tomorrow's doses, I want to just step back and look at each of these briefly in hopefully a very practical way. You know, as I was working on that message, I kept thinking, man, I've got more stuff that I'm going to be able to put into a message. And then I thought, oh, good, I got a daily dose or two I can kind of flesh some of this stuff out on. So let's talk about this idea of love. You know, as we all know, we get weird, goofy definitions of love. In fact, every now and then I'll hear somebody saying, yeah, we're getting a divorce, but we still love each other. And it's like, what? That's really not the kind of love that Jesus shows for us. You know, I really love you, but don't want anything to do with you anymore. No, biblical love is really something that doesn't flow from my gut. It flows from my heart. And what happens is we tend to live on feelings in this day and age, where back in the New Testament days, they live much more a life out of commitment, a sense of your deeper will. In fact, the use of the word heart, you know, that something being in my heart was much more the idea of being in my mind and my will, because the heart was the seat of the will and the stomach was considered the seat of emotions. And you know how you hear some bad news, your stomach just churns, or you meet him or her that first time, the stomach just does a little flip. They understood that, and somehow we've turned it all into a heart. So on Valentine's Day, they probably would have sent somebody a picture of their intestines or something. So be glad you're living now. But having said that, what I want us to understand at our deepest level is that love is at its greatest when I feel like doing it the least. See, that's weird to us today when we think of love, because we think it's insincere, hypocritical if I don't feel what I do. But no, the biblical sense of love is looking around to those that are your coworkers, to your family members, to your neighbors, even to our enemies. And not because God has kind of zapped us and we go, I feel like loving you, but simply because he has commanded us, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the power to do what he says. And we make a willful decision, a commitment to do the right thing, even if we don't feel like it, and even if it makes no sense. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. 3 times he fell down in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying to the Heavenly Father. And then with his will, he made the decision, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. What would happen if we loved one another that way? Man, so much of the division of our culture would disappear. The division that we see in churches, the arguments and selfishness that we see dividing families would disappear if we would simply understand that we are called to walk in love, and a different kind of love, a love that obeys the commands of Jesus and follows the model of Jesus, which is a decision I can decide to do. Because frankly, if it depended on feeling that way, then it's non sequitur for me. It makes no sense for me to love my enemies. Because if I like you, you ain't an enemy. By definition, is the enemy who is after me, who I either want to protect myself from or I actually want to attack. But no, I can love my enemies when I understand that the culture is not my compass. The culture doesn't set my North Star. The culture doesn't make my definition of what love is. Jesus does. And I simply walk behind him. Like a little kid walking in dad's footsteps, I walk in his. And when I love that way, his grace, his mercy, his peace is not only upon me, not only upon my family, but is upon all of those I interact that way within. Let's do what John was writing for them to do, walk in love.